Good morning, boys and girls. I actually don't have a story for you this morning. Instead, how many of you have ever told a story yourself? My guess is every single one of you have told a story. You may not realize it, you may not remember it, but we are always telling stories. And if you were to tell a story, or maybe if you write your own story, come up with your own story, what would be the most important part of the story? The beginning, the middle, or the end? The beginning, so you know what's going on? Yes, that is important. What other part would be important? The end. Why the end? So you know what happens. And you, what do you think people will remember the most? The last thing they heard, the end. And you know, when Jesus was here, he told many, many stories, right? And do you know what part was always the most important? The end. Because that's when he told them the lesson that he wanted them to remember. So the things that happened at the end are quite often the most important, because that's what we remember most. And earlier I talked about what Jesus did at the very end of his life. And what he did at the very end was what we are going to be doing in a few minutes with the little pieces of bread and the little cup of grape juice. He did that at the very end of his life because that's what he wanted his disciples to remember the most. Do you know what the bread represents, Leah? His body, right. And what does the grape juice represent, Haley? His blood. And when you eat that bread and when you drink the grape juice, what are you doing? Kyle. Well, it's your way of saying, I accept Jesus into my life. It's your way of saying, I love Jesus, and I accept what he did for me when he died on the cross, when his body was broken, and when his blood was spilled. I want that for me. Jesus died for all of us. And eating that bread and drinking the grape juice is our way of saying, I accept what Jesus did for me. And you know, when you eat bread, well, actually, when you eat anything, what happens to that food? It gets digested. And then what? Well, the vitamins and minerals and all the good nutrients become part of your body, right? The same thing when you drink things. Your body digests it and becomes part of you. In the same way, Jesus says, I want to be a part of you. Just like eating the bread and drinking the grape juice, and that becomes part of your body, I want to become part of you too. And that's why we do this once a quarter as a way of reminding ourselves what Jesus did for us and to give us the chance to say, yes, Jesus, thank you so much. I want that for me, and I accept you, and I want you to be in my life. So, I hope you'll remember that, and if your parents allow you to be part of that service, that you remember you're not just eating a piece of bread or just drinking grape juice, you're saying, Jesus, I love you and I want you in my life. Yes, Kyle? Okay, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you came and died on the cross for us. Thank you that you loved us so much, that you were willing to do this for each one of us, and especially for these boys and girls. I pray that you will bless them and help them to always love you, to remember how much you love them, so that they will choose to let you be in their lives. Guide them and help them to grow to love you more and more each day. I ask in your name, amen.